Hello, and welcome to the Bob Dylan Special, number 175, presented by Columbia Records. Exactly my sentiments. Take two. Let's take three. First, this message.
Siddhartha that believes in people. Just as Kaysan does things for the individual ear, so Siddhartha does things for the individual body.
Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine.
Pick up on their oldies but goodies clothes, styled from the 30s.
I love you, yes I do. I want you, yes I do.
Take a trip with Gypsy Threads by Foxy Lady.
Foxy Lady.
Siddhartha is open noon till 8, Monday through Saturday. Closed for individuals. 1549 California, near Polk.
There's never one for schedules. Siddhartha would dig if you came down and listened to the Bob Dylan Show on their nice stereo set down there. Uh-huh. They have, just in case your reception is poor. Yeah. Are you ready to begin again? You ready, John? This is Dylan's special, number 176. Disregard the other number.
Hello, and welcome to the Bob Dylan Special, number 175, presented by Columbia Records.
Thank you.
quote. I got nothing to say about the things I write. I mean, I just write them. I got nothing to say about them. I don't write them for any reason, and there's no great message.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner.
That's so far out. Well, hello there. Welcome to the Columbia Dylan Special. This is Bob Postel, and I'll tell you what we've got for you today. Today on our little program, courtesy of KPFA, Bob Dylan at the Gaslight Cafe in Greenwich Village, we've got an awful lot of good copies of The Million Dollar Bash and Gay Heavy, A Bottle of Bread, and Please Mrs. Henry, and stuff like that. Got some other things, like titles you're not very familiar with, like Pretty Polly, Car Car with Dave Van Ronk, Song to Woody, Talking Bear Mountain Picnic Massacre. Dusty Street will be doing something. Bob Prescott has done something, too. He's put together a bunch of programs for us and little assorted things. And that's about the way it stacks up. Presented by Columbia Records, as I said. And the people at Columbia Records are bringing you these 4 hours on the life and music of Bob Dylan. And they hope that you are enjoying it so far in 10 minutes and sharing Columbia's feelings at the music box stores. And you'll find good people and good service at all of their Northern California record stores. This is Bob Dylan, Congress of Wonders.
Of war and peace, the truth just twists its curfew gall. It glides upon four-legged forest clouds, the cowboy angel rides. With his candle lit into the sun, though its glow is waxed in black. All except when 'neath the trees of Eden, the lamppost stands with folded arms, its iron claws attached. Two curbs neath holes where babies wail, though its shadow's metal badge. All in all can only fall crashing but meaningless blow. No sound ever comes from the gates of Eden. The savage soldier sticks his head in sand and then complains. Unto the shoeless hunter who's gone deaf but still remains. Upon the beach where hound dogs bay at ships with tattooed sails. Heading for the gates of Eden. With a time-rusted compass, blade Aladdin and his lamp. Sits with utopian hermit monks, side saddle on the golden calf. And on their promises of paradise, you will not hear a laugh. All except inside the gates of Eden. Relationships of ownership, they whisper in the wings. To those condemned to act accordingly and wait for succeeding kings. And I try to harmonize with songs the lonesome sparrow sings. There are no kings inside the gates of Eden. The motorcycle black Madonna, two-wheeled gypsy queen, and her silver-studded phantom caused the gray flannel dwarf to scream as he weeps to wicked birds of prey who pick up on his breadcrumb sins. And there are no sins inside the gates of Eden. The kingdoms of experience in the precious winds, they rot. While paupers change possessions, each one wishing for what the other has got. And the princess and the prince discuss what's real and what is not. It doesn't matter inside the gates of Eden. The foreign sun, it squints upon a bed that is never mine. As friends and other strangers from their fates try to resign, leaving men wholly, totally free to do anything they wish to do but die. No trials inside the gates of Eden. At dawn, my lover comes to me and tells me of her dreams. With no attempts to shovel a glimpse into the ditch of what each one means. At times, I think there are no words but these to tell what's true. And there are no truths outside the gates of Eden.
Of war and peace, the truth just twists.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock!
It's curfew gull, it glides.
Yeah!
Upon four-legged forest clouds, the cowboy angel rides.
Yeah, move him out!
With his candle lit in two, the sun,
though
its glow is waxed in black,
mm-hmm.
Ding, ding.
All except when neath the trees of Eden.
Non-picket a fruit!
The lamppost stands with folded arms, its iron claws attached.
Ouch!
To curbs neath holes where babies wail.
Where
it shadows metal badge.
You're under arrest.
All in all can only fall. With a crashing but meaningless blow. No sound ever comes from the gates of Eden. This savage soldier sticks his head in sand and then complains. And to the shoeless hunter who's gone deaf.
What?
But still remains.
I'm still here.
Upon the beach where hound dogs bay. At ships with tattooed sails. Heading for the gates of Eden. With a time-rusted compass blade.
Where are we?
Aladdin and his lamp.
My wish is your command.
Sits with utopian hermit monks.
Om, om on the rain.
Side saddle on the golden calf.
Moo.
And on their promises of paradise.
Pie in the sky when you die.
You will not hear a laugh. All except inside the gates of Eden. Relationships of ownership.
That's mine!
They whisper in the wings. To those condemned to act accordingly.
To be or not to be.
And wait for succeeding kings.
All hail!
And I try to harmonize with song.
Oh.
The lonesome sparrow sings.
Sure.
There are no kings inside the gates of Eden.
My tail.
The motorcycle Black Madonna, two-wheeled gypsy queen.
Hi, boys!
And her silver-studded phantom caused the gray flannel dwarf to scream.
Boo!
Eek!
As he weeps to wicked birds of prey. Who pick upon his breadcrumb sins.
Crumbs! Hey, weep!
And there are no sins inside the gates of Eden.
We're cool!
The kingdoms of experience, in the precious winds they rot.
Phew.
What's that smell?
While paupers change possessions.
I'll trade my this for your that.
Each one wishing for what the other has got.
I wish I had one.
And the princess and the prince.
John.
Yoko.
Oh, no.
Discuss what's real and what is not.
What's real?
Not me.
It doesn't matter inside the gates of Eden.
Oh, well.
The foreign sun it squints upon.
Is it not?
A bed that is never mine.
Get out, get out. It's time, get out.
As friends and other strangers.
Hi.
From their fates try to resign.
I quit.
Yeah, me too.
Resign,
let's
yeah.
quit, let's
leaving
quit.
Leaving men wholly, totally free. To do anything they wish to do but die.
Well, I've done everything. I want to die now.
Yeah.
And there are no trials inside the gates of Eden.
Objection!
Overruled.
At dawn, my lover comes to me.
Where have you been?
Don't ask.
And tells me of her dreams.
I was chased by a crab in a clown suit and then...
With no attempts to shovel the glimpse...
Tote that glimpse. Lift that dream.
Into the ditch of what each one means.
What did he say?
At times, I think there are no words. But these to tell what's true. And there are no truths outside the gates of Eden.
Globligo Florgy.
And there are no truths outside the gates of Eden. Bob Dylan, and of course the Congress of Wonders and their little interpretation of it. On our good old Dylan special. You know, mainly what we'll have today is, I was thinking, will be rather offshoots from Dylan, you know, because, like as everyone, he's taught everyone a lesson here and there. You know, sometimes he's not using the best tact in the world, but he gets the message across so beautifully. So I won't necessarily be tracing his life out, you know, because his life is his. you know, he is in Mexico right now, if there's a little tidbit for you. I believe there's another Dylan record already recorded and all set to go. How's that? Otherwise, a message from Colombia, then we'll get into a new one. Something you may not have heard before. I'll tell you what it is. Let Me Die in My Footsteps? I think so. But we'll let that track into Willie O'Donnelly and see if you've heard that one.
Just a note that Columbia's very exciting recent releases include Dylan's Nashville Skyline and long-awaited albums by the Chicago Transit Authority and Johnny Winter. These are now available in all record stores, such as Tower Records in San Francisco, LA, and Columbus.
Thank you.
Somebody tells me that death's coming round, and I will not carry myself down to die. When I go to my grave, my head will be high. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's been rumors of war and wars that have been. The meaning of life has been lost in the wind. And some people thinking that the end is close by. Instead of learning to live, they are learning to die. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. I don't know if I'm smart, but I think I can see when someone is pulling the wool over me. And if this war comes and death's all around, let me die on this land before I die underground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's always been people that have to cause fear. They've been talking about a war now for many long years. I've read all their statements and I've not said a word. But now, Lord God, let my poor voice be heard. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. If I had rubies and riches and crowns, I'd buy the whole world and I'd change things around. I'd throw all the guns and the tanks in the sea, for they all are mistakes of a past history. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me drink from the waters where the mountain streams flood. Let the smell of wildflowers flow free through my blood. Let me sleep in your meadows with the green grassy leaves. Let me walk down the highway with my brother in peace. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Go out in your country where the land meets the sun. See the craters and the canyons and where the waterfalls run. Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Idaho. Let every state in this union seep deep down in your soul. And you'll die in your footsteps before you go down under the ground.
Lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. I know the reason that you talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool?
Interview with Bob Dylan, somebody said, are you cynical? Which someone asked me the other day, too. No, I'm not cynical. I just don't, you know. I can't see anything anybody's offered me to believe that I'm going to believe. I put all my trust and faith in and everything. And nothing is sacred, man.
The next time you're in a record store, notice Columbia's products appearing in all forms, in albums, cassettes, stereo cartridges, and on tape. You will find Columbia's products well stocked in the three town and country music centers in Palo Alto, Hillsdale, and at Payless Hi-Fi on Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley.
This is KSAN Metro Media Stereo 95, San Francisco and Oakland, presenting another 3.5 hours of Bob Dylan and his songs and whatever. Got some new tapes for you. Here, listen to this.
Come around, you roving gamblers, and a story I will tell about the greatest gambler y'all should know him well. His name was Willie O'Connelly, and he gambled all his life. He's had 27 children, yet he's never had a wife. And it's right, Willie, right. Well, he gambled in the White House and in the railroad yards. Wherever there was people, there was really in his cards. He had the reputation as the gamblingest man around. Wives would keep the husbands home when Willie came to town. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. Say, sailing down the Mississippi to a town called New Orleans. They're still talking about that card game on the Jackson Queen. I've come to win some money, gambling Willie says. When the game finally ended up, the whole darn boat was his. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. Up in the Rocky Mountains in a town called Cripple Creek, there was an old-night poker game lasted about a week. 900 miners had laid their money down. When Willie finally left the room, he owned the whole darn town. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. Heart of gold, and this I know is true. He supported all his children and all their mothers too. He won the wings of fancy things like the gambler's war. He spread his money far and wide to help the sick and poor. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. When you played your cards with Willie, you never really knew whether he was bluffing or whether he was true. You won a fortune from a man who folded in his chair. The man he left the diamond flush, Willie didn't even have a pair. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. It was late one evening during a poker game. A man lost all his money, said Willie was to blame. He shot poor Willie through the head, which was a tragic fate. Willie's cards fell on the floor, they were aces back to the eights. And he's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're a gambler now, nobody knows. So all you rambling gamblers, wherever you might be, the moral of the story is very plain to see. Make your money while you can before you have to stop. For when you pull that dead man's hand, the gambling days are up. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows.
Come on without, come on within. at his house. If he don't expect to be housing clerking, open the door. I said, open the door.
That I'm pretty sure was called Open the Door, Richard. Before that, The Mighty Quinn, a little better copy. Got that from KPFA. Willie O'Donnelly, Let Me Die in My Footsteps. These also courtesy of Siddhartha, who were nice enough to bring us a nice little record. We pulled some things out of the weeds, like those four that I just told you. We have the Dylan interview. I think it's with Alan Stone back in 1966 in WDTM in Chicago. And some other things, too. This is KSAN San Francisco. This is Bob Postel, in case you'd... we've been having quite a good time on the phone. Mellowed things out a little bit.
Crazy dream came to me. I dreamt I was walking in World War III. Went to the doctor the very next day to see what kind of words he could say. Said it was a bad dream. I wouldn't worry about it none, no. Them old dreams are only in your head. I said, hold it, doctor, World War passed through my brain. He said, nurse, get your pad, the boy's insane. I grabbed my arm, I said, ouch, as I landed on a psychiatric couch. He said, tell me about it. Well, the whole thing started at 3 o'clock fast. It was all over by 4:15. I was down in the sewer with some little lover when I peeked out from a manhole cover, wondering who turned the lights on us. Well, I got up and I walked around, up and down the lonesome town. Stood wondering which way to go. I lit a cigarette on a parking meter and walked on down the road. It was a normal day. Well, I rung me fallout shelter bell and I leaned my head and I give a yell. Give me a string bean, I'm a hungry man. Shotgun fired and away I ran. I don't blame him too much, though he didn't know me. Down the corner by the hot dog stand, I seen a man. I said, howdy, friend, I guess it's just us two. He screamed a bit and away he flew. Thought I was a communist. spot me a girl before she could leave. I said, let's go play Adam and Eve. I took her by the hand and my heart was thumping. She said, hey man, you crazy or something? You seen what happened last time they started? Well, I seen your Cadillac window uptown. There was nobody around. I got into the driver's seat and I drove down 42nd Street in my Cadillac. Good car to drive after a war. Well, I remember seeing some ads, so I turned on my Connell ride, but I didn't pay the Con Ed bell, so the radio didn't work so well. Turned on my record player. It was Rockaday Johnny singing, tell your ma, tell your pa, our loves are gonna grow. Wah-wah. I was feeling kind of lonesome and blue. I needed somebody to talk to. So I called up the operator of time just to hear a voice of some kind. When you hear the beep, it will be 3 o'clock. She said that for over an hour and I hung up. Well, the doctor interrupted me just about then, saying, hey, I've been having the same old dreams. But mine was a little different, you see. I dreamed the only person left after the war was me. I didn't see you around. Well, now time passed, and now it seems everybody's having them dreams. Everybody sees itself walking around with no one else. Half the people can be part right all of the time, and some of the people can be all right part of the time, but all the people can't be all right all of the time. I think Abraham Lincoln said that. I'll let you be in my dream if I can be in yours. I said that. I'm your masters of war. You that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. Then you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain. like I see through the water that runs down my drain. He fastened all the triggers for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. He's thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world for threatening my baby unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon. I'll watch while you're lured down to your deathbed. And I stand over your grave, and I'm sure that you're dead.
May I simply interject here that there's an awful lot of us here, you know, and we all have such far-out opinions in both directions. Yeah, this is a lesson. Okay, yeah, it's a lesson for me. I'm getting it all. Here, it's a little before 3 o'clock. This is a Bob Dylan special. That's what it is. And Bob Dylan special, what does that mean? That means we're going to play a lot of Bob Dylan and show in the way that we possibly can thoughts that have come as offshoots from, you know, Dylan. And we know what he was like before, and we know what he's like now. We did solicit some phone call-ins during last week, which we'll get into in just a second here, of just different people's opinions on Robert Dylan, Triple Gemini.
Among the new releases from Columbia that are now stocked in record stores and music departments all over Northern California are Tim Hardin, Suite for Susan Moore and Damien, Leonard Cohen, Songs from a Room, Taj Mahal, The Natural Blues. These, as well as all Columbia products, are available at Macy's stores.
Well, he really goes through changes, you know. I think he's in love now, though. And he's married, and kids. Well, he really goes through changes, you know. I think he's in love now, though. That should be obvious to everyone.
By his new album?
I don't know what I shall be...
Released?
Released or something. You know, songs like that, you wonder about, you know. You ever think about that if he just stopped?
I wonder if he would.
He'd do something else. He'd never stop, probably.
I think I can make it that way. And I just play the acoustic guitar, you know, and discovered this thing called folk music.
I'm laying on a table here, talking into a little box with some headphones on.
Like a Rolling Stone. You say you'll never compromise with the mystery trap, and suddenly you realize that it's not someone like alibis as you look into the vacuum of his eyes, and mm-hmm. You say you want to make a deal. It kind of solidified my outlook on everything, because it really said it very simply, you know, if you're going to cop out, you know, that there's no point in conning yourself. And if you're not going to, then that's what you have to think about, that you have to be real. You can't pretend that that you're following what you want to follow. Of all the things that I've, you know, read or heard about him, that was the one thing that really did do something to me.
This is KSAN San Francisco.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. After he took from you.
Jumbo Saxophone Joe, when he's got the hogs head up on his toes. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie. Listen to the fiddler play, when he's playing till the break of day. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie. That's best for the lemon and lime. What do I care? Blueberry, apple, cherry, pumpkin, and plum. Call me for dinner, honey, I'll be there. Saddle me up my big white boots. Tie me on and turn her loose. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie. That ain't no lie, ain't run any race. Get to me my country pie, I won't throw it up in anybody's face. Take me up that old beach street, little Jack Horner got nothing on me. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie.
In addition to Dylan's Nashville skyline, Columbia's list of recent products includes new things from The Byrds, Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde, Al Kooper, I Stand Alone, and Moby Grape's Moby Grape 69. You can find these in all the record departments in all the Bay Area's White Front stores.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. Saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were a-blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, and the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
And the hard rain is gonna fall. True. Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan and Triple Gemini, something I was just thinking about here. I've been trying to figure out why in this last week I've been going through so many changes, and there's a possibility that he being a triple Gemini, and I have an awful lot of Libra, which is really on the opposite side, isn't it? Uh-huh. Meanwhile, I'd like to dedicate this whole program to Catherine over in Berkeley, who has enlightened me quite a bit, and more. Bob Dylan, Columbia G, another message.
Columbia is a most active record company, with energy exerted in many fields. Their extensive catalog in all musical directions embraces rock and pop and classical and country forms. Be aware that record stores and music departments everywhere continuously receive new Columbia products. The new release selection in the gramophone stores is always up to date. There are 3 gramophone locations, on Polk Street, on Chestnut and the Marina, and on Bay Street at the North Point Shopping Center.